Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, I read over all of your newsletters that you send to subscribers, and you sent a general update yesterday about building up some more cash in your portfolio because of really just wanting to be on the sidelines and see how this correction in gold plays out, because quite frankly, we are seeing a sell-off now in some of the higher quality stocks. There are still a couple small stocks that are bifurcating, but boy, oh boy, there's broadly a bit more, I guess, worrisomeness that has come into the precious metals market, a lot on the back of the action just last week. We started off this year and the week with a strong move higher. A lot of people got excited. A lot of people were saying that this is a breakout. And then by the end of the week, well, the bears clearly took control because we had quite the sell-off on Friday. And quite frankly, everything reversed from that strong Monday move. Let's just talk about that action last week. How much damage do you think was done on the charts and just in general sentiment when it comes to precious metal stocks?
Yeah, sure, Corey. Yeah, it's turning out to be quite substantial damage here. Yeah, I mean, fortunately, last Monday, I opened up the year by taking a big chunk of profits off the table on that pop, and turned out to be a pretty good thing. But the $125 round trip that gold took last week was very bearish reversal. But by the end of the week, you saw some buying coming into the miners on Friday, and the GDX and GDXJ remained in that uptrend despite the fact that gold had lost strong support at 1850 on a weekly closing basis. When you started off the week here on Monday, both GDX and GDXJ are trading below their uptrends now, while the miners have started to lag the metals considerably. Once we got into the new year, we had everything going for us. We had the SILJ close at a 52-week high. We had the GDXJ leading the GDX higher. You know, we had a lot of juniors bifurcating and making 52-week highs. And then all of a sudden, everything changed last week. It was pretty glaring. We even had a seasoned precious metals analyst, Adam Hamilton, who I've read for quite some time now and always enjoy reading. He called a gold stock breakout prematurely. And this has caught a lot of people off guard. So, yeah, I mean, yesterday I sent out an update to my subscribers basically saying, hey, you know, if you own any high risk exploration stocks right now, doesn't matter how good their project is, doesn't matter where their jurisdiction is, if they're going to need to raise cash soon, they're probably going to get sold. And that's what's happening here. You know, a great example was yesterday, a stock that I got into late last year after tax loss selling really, really killed the stock price. A company called New Placerdome Gold. I was waiting for them to issue results on their Kinsley Mountain project, which I expected to be very good. And they were very good, but the stock was sold off immediately as the market was starting to look forward to the fact that they're going to need to raise money soon. So it's really dangerous out there right now. So it's a good time to build up some cash and sit and wait and see what happens.
Now, Dave, we can also look at the majors, too. That's something I want to outline because, yeah, some of these juniors just continue to perform well and we're trading at all-time highs, but the majors are still under a fair bit of pressure. You pointed out to me before we started recording the chart, the weekly chart of Agnico Eagle. That is looking quite weak. I've been through some of the other majors like Newmont, Goldcorp, and also Yamana. And those have continued this general downtrend that started at, let's say, the tail end of summer. So there was this bifurcation anyway of the juniors performing better than the majors, which does show maybe some more retail money coming into the sector. But don't we need to be a little bit cognizant and a little bit concerned that the majors have continued this downtrend? They haven't broken a lot of their downtrends?
Yes, absolutely, Corey. Yes. As I pointed out, and you just mentioned, you take a look at Kirkland Lake, you take a look at Agnico Eagle, and now you take a look at GDX. They're forming bearish head and shoulders topping patterns. They're starting to form the right shoulder. So that is something to be cognizant of. Also, you got to consider the fact that the GDXJ, I know I've mentioned this before, but it's something that we have to keep in mind, that the GDXJ went up 180% from its March low in 4.8 months. That's a huge move. And it's still being consolidated. So, you know, this huge move is still being consolidated in a lot of these stocks. If you take a look at the gold price, you know, it's starting to form a bearish flag at 1850. I think it's only a matter of time before it breaks down. If you take a look at what's happening in the stock in the miners, as they are now showing relative weakness, along with junior showing relative weakness. So it's something to keep in mind here for sure.
So, Dave, if we take a step back and look at some of the driving factors, not just for precious metals, but for markets broadly, you and I were even chatting about a couple weeks ago. I was saying that I thought investors were getting a little too complacent in the gold sector, just saying, well, money printing is going to continue. The Fed will never be raising rates. All of these factors, I do, for the most part, agree with in a long-term sense, but there's no denying that the U.S. dollar was so unloved that it is due for some sort of a bounce, and it has bounced a little bit. It's actually down today, but we're not seeing that kind of inverse correlation today where a down dollar is helping gold, but we can look at interest rates. And yes, I get that the Fed isn't going to be raising interest rates, but the 10-year has really exploded in terms of yields. I realize it's still barely over 1%, but it is on a pretty sustained, it looks like, uptrend right now. And we also have all that uncertainty around the election behind us. These are potentially short-term factors, especially the election, is that maybe put some premium into these risk-off assets. But this environment does lead to a little bit of weakness in the precious metals, higher interest rates, especially on the long end, and a higher U.S. dollar, and no election going on. To me, it kind of does make sense that gold is selling off a little bit. But again, these are, I think, potentially more short-term factors. How do you take into context these factors that do have an impact on the precious metals?
Yes, Corey, all great points. I mean, if you take a look at the dollar, it made a bearish reversal, weekly reversal on Friday, and it's being added to that. So we're seeing a bounce here. And bond yields rising, absolutely. It's, you know, that's all something to consider. And let's face it, you know, this is also some sell the news going on here. I mean, all this was baked in, like you said. We were talking about the sector being complacent. Everybody was saying, look, this is all bullish for gold. All this money printing, you know, all this stimulus. The Democrats have taken over. Blah blah blah. That was pretty much priced in. So this 5-month consolidation process now is just continuing, which if we step back and we take a look at a 20-year monthly chart of the gold price, is healthy. It still does need to correct more before it goes higher. So this is all healthy action as far as I'm concerned. And like I said, if you're in juniors that are de-risking high margin projects, they got plenty of cash, they're in great jurisdictions, they got great management teams, they're doing all the right things, those are the stocks you want to be in, you know, for a solid base to your portfolio. And just wait a little while for those higher risk juniors that may need cash, or even that are even cashed up. They're probably going to sell off some more here, because, you know, these things are very high risk. They don't throw off any income. They consume capital. So that's what we saw hit the most during March. So I'm not predicting that we're going to see another March, because the reflation programs are already in place. But it's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, in all fairness, I'm seeing some well cashed up juniors with some good drill programs and even good results not getting the love right now. And it really does come down to sentiment in the sector, right? And right now, some of the people that were buying into that pop on last Monday or even the general bounce that we saw through December, they're getting put on their back foot, and that does pull down sentiment. So that's something to consider. What's your time frame then for this weakness to continue, or when you will be looking for some sort of a pop? I know time frame is always hard to say, but what's floating around in your head?
Wow, that's a difficult question. I'm more concerned about where this bottom will take place. You know, I think it's a foregone conclusion now that that 1767 level that was hit back in November, I think the best case scenario is a double bottom there, and then a worst case would be that 1690-1700 level, which would probably bring in about 31-32 on the GDX and maybe 45-46 on the GDXJ. But I think that could take place rather quickly within the next few weeks even. You know, we're going to hear what Biden has in store for us on Thursday as far as reflation programs and stimulus and all that. So we might get a bounce there after that. But those are the areas of support to look for. And having an ample amount of cash in your portfolio is a pretty good idea right now.
So what about the very select few juniors that are still performing pretty well during this correction? There aren't many of them, but there are a couple that even without news are hanging up there pretty well, and some that are even positive on days like today when broadly you're just seeing a bit of red on the screen. Not a huge sell-off in a lot of stocks, but there are some of these that are completely bifurcating. Are you playing those? Are you thinking that it's maybe a good idea to sell any pops? What's your strategy?
No, I pretty much sold everything I'm going to sell. Like I said, during the pop last Monday, I took quite a bit of profit off the table. And I do have some cash now to wait for some setups and some higher risk juniors, but I did trim a few that got ahead of themselves. But I know there's like you said, there are a few stocks that continue to bifurcate here and make all time highs. Even one is Marathon Gold, which I've mentioned on the show a few times before that I've been in for quite a while. This stock might be in play. I mean, the stock is very cheap in relation to its peers, and they're about to announce a feasibility study on their Valentine Lake Gold project, which is a high grade open pit project with 4 million plus ounces already. So, we are still seeing every once in a while, we're seeing merger and acquisition activity take place. So, yeah, I mean, things like that. I mean, I wouldn't be chasing anything. But I wouldn't be selling anything that continues to rise either, unless you want to take a little off the table to build up some more cash.
All right, Dave, we will wrap it up here. A lot to talk about already this year, and I think we do need to all take a step back and just understand that right now precious metals are under some weakness, even after that strong start. But that strong start, unfortunately, was just one day, and the stocks are telling us the bigger picture here, I think. So, hey, interesting chatting with you as always, Dave. I appreciate you sharing with our listeners some of what you're telling to your subscribers. I will post a link below this interview to your website, The Junior Miner Junkie. Dave, thanks for your time. I'll chat with you next week, buddy.
Look forward to it, Corey. Thanks a lot.